Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This is Johnny Gould's Jewish State.
Bristol University's toying with its reputation. Why back a professor who calls for the end of Zionism in the world? For a decade, David Miller's been professor of sociology, first at the University of Bath and then Bristol. In May 2020, he was suspended as a Labour Party member and then he resigned soon after. It's a question of how we defeat the ideology of Zionism in practice, he says. How do we make sure Zionism is ended essentially? There's no other way of saying that. It's not enough to say Zionism is racism, Israel is a settler colonial society, yada yada yada, to end Zionism as a functioning ideology of the world. I'm going to hand the mic over to Bristol student Sabrina Miller in just a moment, one of the most visible, bravest and funniest campaigners against this lecturer. She made a comedy video which has gone viral, a pushback against the absurd allegations made against her and her Jewish student colleagues. And you'll hear about the frustrating inaction of her university's managers, who after meeting Bristol's Jewish Society and the Union of Jewish Students, decided a commitment to free speech also allowed for baiting Jews and ramping up hostility to them and others on campus.
This is Johnny Gould's Jewish State.
For those who listen.
For those who are willing to listen.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Miller and I'm a final year English literature student at the University of Bristol. And in my spare time, I also freelance and I've written articles for The Telegraph, for The Times, The Independent, Huffington Post, as well as regional papers. And I also am features editor for The Tab at Bristol. So for the last 2 years, being a Jewish student has been quite hard at the University of Bristol as a result of a lecturer, a sociology professor called Professor David Miller, because in his class he teaches anti-Semitic conspiracy theories about Jewish organisations. He has a lecture in his Harms Against Powerful module where he accuses Zionism as being one of the five pillars of Islamophobia, and he implies, using this sort of weird conspiratorial web, that Israel and British Jewish organisations have a malign influence on British government. And sort of in that slide he touches on a series of tropes about Jewish people. And 2 years ago, my best friend Nina Friedman, who was then president of Bristol JSOC and is now UJS president-elect, made a complaint against David Miller. And 2 years later, and the university still hasn't done anything about it and hasn't advised or supported Jewish students in any way. But the situation picked up again a week or 2 weeks ago because David Miller appeared in a video where he said that Zionism, we must call for an end to Zionism, wherein he touched on several other anti-Semitic tropes.
And that, it worries the Israelis. And of course, the Israelis have sent people in to target that, to try and deal with that in relation to the Muslim community. In particular, they've done this through interfaith work, pretending that Jews and Muslims working together will be an apolitical way of countering racism and misunderstandings. No, it's a Trojan horse for normalising Zionism in the Muslim community. And we saw it in East London Mosque, for example, where the East London Mosque unknowingly held this project of making chicken soup with the Jewish and Muslim communities coming together. This is an Israeli-backed project to normalise Zionism within the Muslim community. And they're doing that at the same time as they were doing the attack on Corbyn.
And this sort of started a new uproar on Twitter and reignited the movement to get David Miller removed from Bristol University campus.
Pernicious, nasty, seeing Jews everywhere, even in Loxian soup made in mosques, while bashing Corbyn. The sheer arrogance of this man. And in one glib soundbite, he opposes generations and generations of Jewish teaching, centuries of daily prayers, which Jews recite to return to Zion. Here's Ilan Carr, US Special Envoy in combating anti-Semitism until January 2021.
Zionism didn't start in 1948. Zionism didn't spring out of the first Zionist Congress. Zionism was born in Parashat Lech Lecha. When God says to Abraham, go forth to a land that I will show you. Zionism reached its consummation in the Exodus when Moses led the Jewish people to the promised land. And Zionism found one of its clearest expressions on the banks of the rivers of Babylon, when the Jewish exiles wept, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. That's what Zionism is. It's not a political movement. It's a core feature of Jewish identity. Like Shabbat and like Kashrut and like Jewish history. Like Rosh Hashanah. All of it is part of Jewish identity.
And I worked for the Tab, and the Tab contacted David Miller for comment after his initial comments, and he came back to us with a horrendous statement where he doubled down on his comments and then went further and accused Bristol JSOC of being like a pawn of the Israeli government, and accused the State of Israel of directing and inventing a facade of anti-Semitism against him, and essentially gaslighted all Jewish students that had made complaints against him, and accused and sort of took away all our autonomy and accused us of being completely controlled and governed somehow by the Israeli government. Now, as someone who used to be a committee member of Bristol JSOC and is an active Jewish student in Bristol Uni life, I, on the record, would like to say that I'm not a paid member of the Israeli government. I don't work for anyone, and any comment I've made about David Miller, I've made of my own free volition, because I believe it in my heart of hearts, and I think he is a dangerous person. So after all of this happened, I started a petition against calling for David Miller to be dismissed, because I didn't think the university was taking any action, any appropriate action whatsoever. And I was incredibly frustrated at the university. The petition is now amazingly on 5,100 signatures, but it would be great to get as many signatures as possible. I'm no longer on the JSOC committee, but I've been supporting as best I can Edward Isaacs.
I'd now like to read out a powerful testimony from a Jewish student who was in David Miller's class in 2019. I was in David Miller's Harms of the Powerful class. I was initially interested in Harms of the Powerful as a topic, but instead was subjected to a 2-hour lecture in which he blamed Jewish people and Israelis for Islamophobia in the UK. Naturally, I was caught off guard, and I was the only Jewish person I knew of in this class. It was horrible to see people absorb his lies and believe him purely because he is an academic. I reported this situation and the lecture slides to the CST and anonymously attempted to report this to the university, as I didn't want my grades impacted or David Miller to know that I was Jewish. Nothing ever came of my complaints. This was February 2019. I can't explain how it felt to sit there for 2 hours and be terrified, and I didn't know how to stand up in a group of between 50 to 100 people and defend myself. I stayed quiet and kept my head down for the rest of the term. No Jewish student should have to experience a situation like this. David Miller uses his platform as a professor at the University of Bristol to give his words legitimacy and power. This isn't a case of us versus them. This is a case of modern society against the outdated, dangerous, and fanatical views of David Miller. Hatred has no place on our campus. No one should have to face what Jewish students are currently dealing with on our own campus. Today, we as Jewish students take a stand. This has gone on for far too long. Enough is enough.
The Islamic mosque unknowingly held this project of making chicken soup with the Jewish and Muslim communities coming together. This is this really backed project to normalize Zionism within the Muslim community.
Are you playing catch up with Johnny Gould's Jewish State? I've had the pleasure of some really great guests. How about Douglas Murray?
Israel is a rare country in the West in that it does buck many of the trends. I mean, there isn't a fertility rate problem in Israel. For instance, as there is in most European countries, there is a strong feeling of nationhood and of the debts that the country needs to call upon in order to unite its people.
And Hillel Noya, whose UN Watch keeps check on the excesses and mission creep of the UN human rights in Geneva.
The challenges are great. They're not going away. I am concerned by the cultural revolution that we've experienced in America in the past 5 years, known to some as the woke revolution, where there's a kind of a McCarthyism. If you say something, it could be canceled and fired from your university, from your corporation, from a journalist. And often it's an anti-liberalism. So that, to be honest, really, really scares me, because we need our democracies to be healthy, to be honest, to be truth tellers. So I am deeply concerned.
If you like Johnny's regular podcasts, think about making a donation at either patreon.com/Johnny Gould or buy him a coffee. He loves coffee. ko-fi.com/Johnny Gould.
And so I made a video mocking that, and it's just been shared by Rachel Riley, which is pretty sick. And following sort of the success of my small campaign, which was taking place alongside JSOC's campaign to get David Miller dismissed, Azawin Stanley, who is a journalist at the Electronic Intifada, wrote what I would describe as a hit piece against me, where he essentially implied that because I identify as a Zionist, I do not have the right to complain about anti-Semitism, which I thought was an interesting take. And following that, I have received probably maybe like 200 to 500 nasty comments, some of them anti-Semitic, some of them sexist and misogynistic, some of them violent and graphic comments on Twitter. But you know, I'm still very glad that I started my campaign against David Miller, because I believe it's the right thing to do. And everyone's told me to see getting a piece written about you in the Electronic Intifada as a badge of pride. So that is how I'm going to choose to see it for now. And then anyway, Bristol JSOX and UJS, so that's mainly like Edward Isaacs, AJ Sonneman and Nina Friedman, as well as James Harris, Bradley Langer, Amanda Sefton, organised a rally, an online rally for any member of the public, Jewish, non-Jewish, to stand in solidarity with Jews like me at Bristol JSOC. And at that rally, Rachel Riley.
The anti-Semitism alive in 2021 is often not as brazen and proudly outspoken as anti-Jewish as Nazi anti-Semitism. Modern anti-Semitic movements will not be led by Hitler or Stalin or by any other known hateful relic of the past. Yet their ideas live on, and their ideas must be confronted and ostracised from wherever they surface. Jewish students should not have to face anti-Semitism on their campus from anyone, let alone someone giving their lectures, setting their exam questions and grading their essays. Jewish students in Bristol have been incredibly brave, but they shouldn't have to be. They should be living their best student lives, getting a degree and having fun. To Bristol University, the vice chancellors, the people supposedly tasked with inclusion and diversity, I say this: do your duty. Stand by your students. I'm not the first person who will ask this, and I definitely won't be the last. You're well aware of your responsibilities and what measures you can take to put a stop to this. It's up to you now to do the right thing. Get hate off campus now.
Thangam Debonair, the Bristol West End Labour MP, and John Mann, Lord John Mann spoke and stood up for Jewish students.
Bristol is the place where the local police force, over the last 4 years, has successfully prosecuted two anti-Semites, one from the far right, one from the Labour Party, one put in prison, the other given a suspended prison sentence. I know, I was one of the people targeted. And perhaps no big surprise, multiple Jewish women targeted by both these extremists. So well done to Bristol, to the Avon and Somerset police in taking that action. That's a lead for the country. And in 1909, Parliament gave the University of Bristol its royal charter. It took three acts of Parliament, a royal charter. Section 1 of the Royal Charter of the University of Bristol. Members of the university are one body politic. The Royal Charter of the University of Bristol doesn't say members are one body politic, but not the Jewish students. It doesn't say members of the university are one body politic, but not the JSOC. It doesn't say one body politic, but there are these people who are told by their very existence that they're fostering Islamophobia. The welcome to Bristol University, one body politic, doesn't say, welcome to Bristol, we define you as a racist Jewish student. That's what's at stake here. Ordinance 25, part 4. This is the law. This is how Bristol University can call itself a university. Quote, no individual will be unjustifiably discriminated against. All parties will be treated with respect and dignity. It doesn't say, but not you and you and you. It doesn't say that because of who you are, because of your student identity, because of your student society, that you're not included, that you're not treated with respect and dignity. It doesn't say, and by the way, you encourage anti-Arab racism. Or the Charter of Incorporation, the duties of the leadership of the university, each and every one of the leadership, their legal duties under the Royal Charter. In every case, the promotion of the objects of this charter, two of those objects I've just written out. It doesn't say, and you can be directly targeted because you're a Jewish student. It doesn't say, but not the enemy, as the Jewish students have been described. And my message to the University of Bristol is very straightforward. Be like the city of Bristol. Learn the lessons of history. Be like your local police force. And stop anti-Semitism. You don't have a choice, is my message to them. Your royal charter, three acts of parliament, you are only a university if you include everyone. And therefore, you are going to have to include everyone. And that means every Jewish student, who defines themselves as part of their identity as being a Zionist, their student society and its officers, each and every one. You have no choice. We demand that you actually be a university as your royal charter demands that you are. No more, but also no less.
And I think so many amazing, surprising people have come out in support of Jewish students. And it's just unbelievably frustrating that the University of Bristol has still done literally nothing to support Jewish students in any way, to show any solidarity, to even just respond to the outcry against David Miller. There hasn't even been sort of a substantive statement in terms of the comments that he's made. It's all just, you know, even if they choose not to get rid of him, which is not what I want, but, you know, I understand there's due process and things like that. even if they don't get rid of him, just to come to Jewish students and explain why, and to give us sort of an explanation and to protect us and support us. Like, I've received the most horrendous comments in the past couple of days, and the only people that have sort of like offered mental health support or physical safety security support have been Jewish organizations and Jewish charities. My university has done nothing.
If there's someone who knows about this, it's Baroness Ruth Deitch, former principal of St Anne's College at Oxford.
I think Jewish students who want to be prominent and active in Jewish or Zionist affairs, and that is by no means everybody, it may be only a small minority, have to choose their universities quite carefully today, because many universities are now providing a rather hostile environment for Jewish students. I'm not saying for a moment that a Jewish student shouldn't go to the university and college of their choice, regardless of the atmosphere. But if they have a choice, or at any rate, they ought to be forewarned that many universities are hosting very unpleasant anti-Zionist activities and anti-Jewish activities. And it's something that a Jewish student should be braced for if they want to be active. I wouldn't blame anyone who just wants a quiet social 3 years and doesn't want to get involved. But if you do want to stick your neck out, you've got to be quite courageous in some of these universities.
So that has been the David Miller saga so far. And I will continue to campaign for David Miller to be dismissed. I mean, at least until I leave Bristol and hopefully beyond. So thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Find Sabrina Miller's petition on change.org. It's had thousands of signatures already. Find it, locate it, help get hate off campus. The final word belongs to Edward Isaacs, president of Bristol JSOC.
We need you. Amplify our voice. We demand safety. We demand action. And we demand that the university gets hate off campus. Thank you very much.
Never miss another Johnny Gould's Jewish State. And be first to hear the next show by subscribing now. Follow Johnny Gould on Twitter and Johnny Gould Show on Facebook. And if you liked what you heard today, leave a rating or review. That really helps bring more listeners to the show.